You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. Thank you for attending. As always, we really do appreciate you listening in, and we really appreciate those questions. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, that's true. My name is Rob, and yes, we do thank you. Hope you're having a great day. It's always good to be here hanging out with you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us.
We are excited today. I forget which question we're hitting first, so I can't really remember what we're going to be talking about. But I do want to say a big special thank you to everyone who attended the Las Vegas mapping class. We have decided to add another day to the mapping classes because it seems like people really want... You guys have heard me say that people actually... I think I read the review on the show last week about how people love the Pix4D class but love our class more because of the acquisition. You actually get to fly. You learn the relationships between flying and processing. But we're going to take that even further. We're going to be adding another day on how you sell your maps, what deliverables go to who, and then how to create some of those deliverables. So for some of those things, we're going to go over the entire workflow of how to create a volumetric measurement and deliver it, how to create linear measurements and deliver those. In addition, we're going to be going over the different GPS systems used to create precision maps. So thanks to the Grace of Propeller Aero, they are going to be providing us with new aero points for the class. So we're going to be going over PPK versus RTK, when RTK is a great method to be used. We're going to be showcasing a traditional system of RTK with the RS-18 by Leica. It is about a $31,000 system that you'll have the opportunity to use on the fourth day to kind of get a sense of how things work. In addition, you know, it'll really provide everyone with a better basic workflow, right? You know, we have 2 days of processing class, a day of acquisition, and now a day of, okay, let's get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are going to really like it.
Yeah.
So make sure you check that out. In fact, I'm just going to create a Bitly link right now for this so that's really easy to get to so that all of you can find our mapping classes. They are on the website. DroneU.education. You can click on events and you'll see all the upcoming mapping classes. But if you are familiar with Bitly, just go to bit.ly/DroneU mapping classes and you will see the list of mapping classes that we have set up for this year. We've got Orlando, Dallas, and Seattle. And then we've got an NTSB class that we might want to add here in May. And very shortly, we will be adding new classes. In fact, you know what, Rob? Executive decision. We're going to do a mapping class in Hawaii. On that bombshell, let's hear today's question.
Hi, my name is Donahue Needham. I am setting up a drone video mapping business here and just wanted some information on mapping software that I could use for like utility companies to map, you know, like all their utility poles for cell sites all over my country. I also want to use a software for construction and basically for surveying of lands and stuff like that. Can you direct me to one or two software that would best work with that type of setup and also the necessary hardware devices that I'd probably need to use or attach to my drone? I've just purchased a brand new drone, Inspire 2 Pro. Thank you.
Thank you, Donahue. Appreciate you sending your question to AskDroneU.com if you've got a question. And
where was he from?
He didn't say.
Sounds like he's from, well, I don't want to guess because I don't want anyone to think that I'm just like generalizing, but it sounds like he may not be living in the United States, and I think that's really cool.
No, he's not. He said from my country, so I know he's not in the U.S. Well, I'm pretty sure he's not in the U.S.
Yeah.
Typically, people don't call in from the U.S. and say my country.
Yeah. He did ask some some very specific questions always. Said, you know, like, what kind of applications do I use for cell phone tower mapping or infrastructure? Notice how he really, like, he kind of, like, really was talking about, it sounds like power lines, cell towers, and all those things. Okay, so on our new webpage that's coming out, I actually just emailed Tim to find out when this will be up. We have this section where it's called software, and it talks about how there are three different kinds of software. There's acquisition software, there's processing software, there's all-in-one software. In fact, I'm pretty sure I called these applications, and it's been changed to software, but that's fine. No big deal.
Close enough.
Close enough. Here's the thing. Is there an application or software to help you with mapping cell phone towers? Yes, there is. In fact, PJ had mentioned it, I believe, in his cell phone tower mapping class. It's on the DroneU website. It's free to members. But that being said, Rob, I think that would limit him just to towers, right? And as a drone business, you don't really want to limit yourself unless you've, like, figured out your niche, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, particularly as young as this industry is, it's always changing. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to stay flexible, I think. So the software that PJ mentions in that class is specific to cell towers? Is that what you're saying?
No, there is. He mentions a specific cell phone tower application that's for processing. It's for processing images. But we also go over a very specific application for acquiring those images.
Gotcha.
And that application is Ground Station Pro, because Ground Station Pro has a very good, it's called vertical orbit mode.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same thing as what 3DR's perimeter scan is, except it doesn't cost $15,000 to use it. It's $10.99.
No comment, yeah.
Anyway, with that said... I think it's really important to understand that there are different kinds of software, different kinds of application. There's acquisition applications, processing applications, and all-in-one applications. All-in-one software applications is like drone deploy, right? Fly it, throw it up, get your map back.
Which continues to get stronger as a platform, it sounds like.
Drone deploy?
Yeah.
I just think they have the best marketing. Like, they murder marketing. They do a really good job. But I also think they confuse the crap out of people. Because it's just like, do you need, and I mean, like, Tony and whatever his wife's name is on YouTube, they're like, what is drone mapping? And they only talk about drone deploy. And it's like, this is why photographers should not be doing tutorials on photogrammetry, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
At least not without a deep dive.
Yeah. But we got a video coming out on that soon, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, let's talk about this. In order for him to not limit his options, I would, again, recommend looking at a processing software that can process images from all different kinds of acquisition. I wouldn't limit myself to an all-in-one solution, because I don't think that you can build a reliable business on an all-in-one solution. You've got to have some customization. You've got to be able to control variables when you're processing these maps. I've also found, and I think it's really important to say this, that it's about half and half, 50-50, with companies that are actually using maps for inspections and just using pictures for inspections. Now, luckily, our friend here has the best drone possible to do inspections and mapping combined, right? I couldn't say that about the Phantom, because the Phantom does not have an interchangeable lens option, right?
Right.
Now, with the Inspire 2, the only camera that he can map with is the X4S.
Okay.
But if he is working inspections, he is most likely going to be able to use the Inspire 2 X7. Why? Well, the X7 has interchangeable lenses, right? Mm-hmm. The X7 also has lenses like the 50mm lens that can allow a pilot to fly further away from infrastructure without causing potential harm.
Right.
So he's got a great drone. It's going to be costly to do mapping, though. I mean, let's be real here. You know, if I want to map an area with a Phantom 4 Pro, let's say a baseball stadium, it's going to take me, I know for a fact, four batteries, right? Four batteries. Let's say they're 150 a pop for Paul's simplistic math mind. which means you're spending $600 on batteries, right?
Sure.
Well, now it's going to be $380 per set of batteries for the Inspire 2 to pretty much get the same flight time. So multiply that by four, and you're now looking you know, over four figures. It's significantly more expensive. Yes, you have redundancy, but do you really need to be flying that big of a bird?
Well, and the justification for that is that you can, you, which you've already alluded to, you can do more with that bird to make up for those batteries.
Agreed. Right. And that's actually something that I'm learning now is a lot of utility companies are really focusing on drones that have interchangeable lenses. In fact, I was shocked to learn, I ran across a piece, I think it was on Reddit this weekend, where someone had data dumped all of the M200s or M210s that had been sold. I think it was 210s specifically. And that DJI had only sold 1,900 M210s. Hmm. And I bet John McBride probably makes up for 1,500 of those. But I was fascinated by that. I mean, you think about how many Mavics have been sold. You think about how many Phantoms have been sold. We're talking in the millions. And for them to sell sub 2K. Now, look, I don't know if this is right information, right? This is just something that someone posted on Reddit and there it was.
Sure.
And a bunch of people were like, wow, this totally lines up with the deep level information you're hearing from public safety that don't spend crazy amounts of money on a drone, rather buy a consumer drone that can do many different things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have that package. In fact, I was talking to John Nice from the Charleston County Sheriff's Office just, I think it was on Friday. In fact, I think he was supposed to call me, he never did. And I don't give my phone number out to many people, so I'm kind of offended. I'm not offended, I'm just kidding, John.
He was probably just fighting crime or something.
But he was saying, he was like, you know, for the same size case of a Matrice, you know, I can get a Phantom, two Mavics, and some GPS equipment.
Yeah. And it's like, well, and when you think about, so we had another question that we may get to here on the podcast, and the gentleman says that my brother, this might be too extreme, but my brother uses a Phantom 3 Pro, and he gets pretty good stuff out of that.
Yeah, and that was for mapping, and I would say that that is definitely the most flawed thing I've heard in a while.
Well, but the point is, they're looking at this visually, and they're doing some models with it, and it's doing fine, right? Yes, it's mapping. It's a little bit different, but the point is, a lot of folks are accomplishing a lot with a little.
It's true.
That's the point.
It's true, and I think the point, too, is, and you know, Bill has said this to me over and over. He said it during the NTSB, during the mapping class I was at the NTSB Training Academy, and he was like, people need to get it through their thick skulls. Like, you need a drone that works every time, and you need to spend money on training, because if you don't know how to use that super expensive bird, why'd you buy it in the first place? It's just like,
well,
it's just,
I think,
like, ooh.
There's a lot of those sitting around fire departments around the country or different first responder type units, right? That they still trying to figure out how to use it.
I think Buzz and Gabe from the Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department, who I really need to go see those guys. They are such, I mean, just caring individuals. And I never realized how much power and how much emphasis goes into when a firefighter really likes you as a person. That's actually saying a lot. It's saying a whole lot. And I feel like I've kind of let them down on some fronts. And I need to reconnect with them and deliver whatever I can to make their operation as seamless as possible. That being said, they told me this was 2015 or was it? No, it was 2016.
16,
2016,
yeah.
We went to Rancho Cucamonga.
Might have been the beginning of 2017 before you actually got out there.
It was winter. I remember that for sure. Anyway, he said, look, Paul. He's like, we got to be real here, man. There is only so much space in these trucks. There is only so much space in our vehicles that we can actually put these drones in. And we're getting off on this tangent on the fact that people don't have a lot of space. They need something practical. And we're seeing a lot of people just move into that practical realm. That being said, for this particular instance, for our question caller, I think an Inspire 2 is great. I think it's good to answer his question of what type of software should I be using? Look, for acquisition software, when you're mapping tall, skinny structures, the best application to help you do that and do that well every single time is Ground Station Pro. You have to buy the app. You go in there and then you go into vertical orbit mode. That's an extra buy. It's $10. Buy it. It will really help you. We have a whole class on how to use this on the website. So if you're a member, it's literally for free. It's all you.
Is that in the new class?
No, that's in the old class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in the new class, we talk about Pix4D Capture and we talk about Maps Made Easy. So Dude, do you know how deep I want to go on this mapping class? Like, we have a great mapping class, and we have a new, even better mapping class that someone just left us a review on, because I just gave that class in Las Vegas, and they said, you cannot literally compare the old class to the new class. It is unbelievably more detailed, unbelievably easier to follow. The depth of information is unreal. Like, it's like comparing apples to oranges.
Right.
And that really made me feel good, because I put my heart and soul into this.
Yeah.
That being said, I could keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. We just uploaded, I think it was over 100 videos last week. And Joel just told me, because I was like, hey, someone's asking about when the mapping class is going to be uploaded to the site. And he's like, it's in motion. Day one and day two are uploaded. I was like, yay. Yay.
Okay, good.
On Wistia. So
good.
It's up to Tim to give everyone access.
Awesome.
That being said, let's answer his question. Acquisition. If we're talking about infrastructure, large poles, Ground Station Pro, you're going to need an iPad. Unfortunately, it's not available on a phone. I don't know if it's available on a Crystal Sky. This Ground Station Pro is different from the Ground Station Pro that's being used on the DJI Phantom 4 RTK. Another great application for him would be Maps Made Easy, because if he is doing, let's say he's doing power lines and he's got a large elevation gain, then he's going to need something with terrain awareness. Maps Made Easy is the only application that has terrain awareness, although it's because he's in another country and we don't know which country he's in, that may not work for him. Because
interesting,
every system is different. I mean, yeah. We talk about this in our mapping class. You know, you got to understand there are different GPS constellations. There are different navigational systems. The way that even the way that we do state plane coordinate systems is different. Like, everything is different. So, gosh, to have literally, I'm like so honored that Greg came to our mapping class from Belgium, because it says a lot about the quality of the content. But that being said, I feel like we could also create a whole nother class on if you were mapping in the metric system.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. It's so different. Like, the coordinate systems, the GPS, like the outputs, the scale, like everything.
Put it on the list.
Yeah, right. Now, as far as processing software is concerned, I think that he's going to get the best out of Pix4D Capture. You know, in the DroneU community on Facebook, we have a document listed in there that actually talks statistically about the accuracy of Pix4D versus things like Agisoft. But I hear Agisoft is coming out with a new platform for photogrammetry, which I'm going to be deep diving in. It's called Metashape, and I'm really excited about it.
Very cool. Love competition.
Yeah, competition is a great thing. So right now that is called PhotoScan, but it is soon going to be Metashape. Anyway, long story short, you can use Drone Deploy. It's an all-in-one system. You're going to map with that system. You're not going to have nearly as much flexibility in your acquisition plans, as well as your processing options, as well as your deliverables. So as Drone Deploy does a great job at capturing people and educating them on, you know, what drone mapping can do, they just had a post literally on Facebook this morning that I commented on. And they were talking about, in fact, let me pull it up because I'm going to show it to you, because even you would be like, wow. Hold on, I'll find it. Essentially, they came out and they were like, hey, look, you know, you can do a great job at site coordination and safety with drone mapping and Drone Deploy. And they had a picture of a Phantom 2, or maybe it was a Phantom 1, and a GoPro hard mounted to the drone. Here we go. Here it is. Andrew Dean liked my comment. Thank you, Andrew Dean. Mile High Drones, you rock. Can drones help mitigate risk and keep workers out of harm's way? Hear what our fellow construction pros have to say. In this ebook, we share a new perspective on how drones can help you improve your QA and safety program. I commented, how are you going to do site safety with a GoPro camera on a Phantom 2? How are you going to tilt it? How are you going to shoot oblique maps? Question mark. And since Drone Deploy doesn't respond to their comments on all their posts, I then decided to give everyone a little shout out for our mapping classes. To say, like, Drone Deploy is a great option for a lot of people, but you got to understand that there are three different kinds of applications. And I think I love Drone Deploy, that they're bringing people into mapping, but they confuse the hell out of a lot of people.
And that's just because they're not...
It's just their vernacular. It's the way that their marketing team says things.
Which is very intentional.
I'm not convinced of that, actually.
Well, but so one thing that you said is they're very good at marketing. It's to be very good at marketing, you have to be very intentional at marketing. Unless what you're suggesting is they just don't even understand what they're marketing, which I don't believe that.
I think that there's a disconnect between whoever is their tech people and whoever is their marketing people.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Hmm. All right. But they are, because with them, you can upload it to the cloud right away, right after acquisition.
Oh, no, it's on the cloud. Like it's right. Processed in the cloud. It's available on the cloud.
So there are benefits to that.
Yeah. Pix4D is kind of nixed that, though, as far as like you can input your Pix4D project file and images on the cloud and utilize it to show to clients, which is really good for inspection purposes, like, for example. And we should probably move on to our next show here soon. But I did that map for Paul in Texas, the CVS he was selling.
Yep.
And he just wanted to look at the roof and look at different areas. So he would click on the map and then 10 images would pop up. And I showed him how to blow up the images and like really look at them. And that's actually really valuable for commercial developers. So
for sure.
There's so many freaking deliverables for drone mapping. As soon as you like understand the power of drone mapping, it's stupid how much data you can get. And I find that most problems with drone mapping are a lack of understanding of the correct workflow of mapping and the lack of understanding of how much data you can acquire and what to do with that data.
Yeah.
Right.
It's exciting stuff and it's changing every day as well. So
true.
The learning curve is not necessarily flattening out. That's for sure.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Well,
we're going to have a class coming up on LiDAR. We're going to have a whole class on GPS and how to use the different GPS systems. I mean, we're going to have a library of classes. And I already know that no one has this, and I'm very grateful for that because it's going to be hard for our copycats to actually be able to get into this information.
Yeah.
Not
going to happen. Anyways.
All right, guys. Well, as you know, we care about you and we care about the fact that you listen to us and that you support us through being a DroneU member. So if you've been listening to the show for a long time and you're like, I really, really want to get more from DroneU. Well, what's the DroneU difference? Well, you go to another class, you take the class, and that's it. With DroneU, you take the class, you go into the community, you talk to some people about the class, then you realize there are 30 other classes. Then you go take another class and then another class. And why does this benefit you? Because a person who is a lifelong learner typically will have a significant revenue stream or multiple revenue streams because they're constantly learning, evolving, and understanding how they can better help their clients. And I feel like a lot of people respect that type of person and want to work with that type of person as they're always trying to better themselves. At least I want to work with that type of person. On that bombshell, that is going to do it for our long-winded podcast today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.